Hello, everybody. The music only plays on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it's not Wednesday. Time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Stay tuned. We're going to talk with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson right after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, we are back. Berkshire Ben Olson with Berkshire Hathaway, realty expert in the studio. How you doing today there, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. Looked like you're taking care of some quick work there.
I was just sharing the live feed that comes from GFBS onto my page. So okay. I try to do it in the time the commercial happens. Yeah. And like I was just got it done. So it just posted. So I'm really lucky about that. So.
Good, good. What do you think of this beautiful, lovely weather?
You know, I was looking at the weather this morning and I saw 30 degrees for the high and I went outside and it kind of lied to me. So we have some nice weather for a change.
Yeah, welcome to the tundra, right?
Yeah.
Now, you are like the commercial real estate guy, at least the one I know. What's it look like right now for like commercial listings out here?
Well, commercial market in Grand Forks, we're really lucky, is actually pretty strong right now.
Okay.
I really think that because the lowering inventory on the residential side means that people have more money to invest in other type of property, which in the other only other type of property besides residential, I'd say, is probably commercial. So when you're looking at that, you know, people do have a lot more money these days lying around, whether it's just because they've been working a lot, they haven't had to move, they haven't had to have big expenses. It's been reported that people have more savings now than they've had in the last couple of years. And you can definitely see that with how competitive things have been in the commercial market. I know that one time about a year ago, when we first started this podcast, we had talked about shops that are going over up on Gateway Drive.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two left for the current proposed project that's going up.
Oh.
There's going to be more built eventually, but there's only two left for sale right now before the rest of them get built. And so, you know, when you think about the scarcity in the commercial market, it can exist just as much as in the residential market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you say these people that have more money laying around, apparently you didn't count me in on that one.
Well, you could be. I mean, we got you this nice studio here at the Grand Cities Mall. So
you did. And yeah. We love this studio, by the way. So are you going to show some listings here? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to show you our Grand Forks Family Realty Facebook page. Our website rather.
Okay.
It's the same as my website, so you can either go to propertyandclient.com or you can go to grandforksfamilyrealty.com. And what you're going to see on there is this website that is really kind of comprehensive with everything on it. So you can see obviously the hoo-hot that just went out of business is being listed. It's not listed by us, but we have all the commercial listings filtered on here for our area. So if you just kind of scroll through, this is my listing here, for example. This is one of mine here. This is one of ours as well. Same one, only this one is for sale, I think, or for lease. So when you look at all these different properties, our website really gives you a nice comprehensive tool to kind of sort county by county and look at what you're to consider what you're looking at. Last time I checked, there was over 50 properties in on our MLS that were for lease, and we also have lots of properties for sale. So we have the U.S. Bank here. There's properties for lease in that building. So if you're thinking about moving your business, I think you just got to take a look at all the options out there that are either high visibility or that can really make a difference for the amount of impact your business can have on the community. And of course, you know, you can sort by different relevancy here. You can sort by grid or list. So you can kind of do whatever you want. Search by map. So if we want to see things that are maybe a little bit closer, let's see if I got my mouse here. Zoom in.
There we go.
So if we zoom in on Grand Forks County here, we can see, you know, quite a bit of listings and see where they're all concentrated, which is really nice. I was going to see if I can pull up the mall here. So I got that on.
Yeah, and looking at these properties, they all look like they're fairly new.
yeah, there's a lot of different properties available. I mean, there's some that are older, some that are newer, but some that are for lease, some that are for sale. Mm-hmm. Commercial really has a lot of different options when you think about it. You know, there are some commercial that has multi-use, where they have residential on top, commercial on the bottom. But we still qualify that as mostly commercial, sure, because we're not selling it. So then people don't realize that, you know, sometimes you can find a building where you can own and operate and live in the same building. We have one for sale right now on Gateway Drive, where somebody could actually live on the top, the apartment above, and then have a business below. And I think that that is really going to be the new trend going forward when we see a lot more owner-operators, smaller businesses trying mm-hmm. to reduce costs. That's going to be a huge, huge thing, I think, going forward. I think the next big trend is people taking commercial real estate and turning it into mixed use. Mm-hmm. So mixed use is basically where you have residential and commercial in one building. Typically, like what we see downtown, it's, you know, like the Hugo's on the bottom, and then there's the apartments above that. Mm-hmm. Or, for example, the Argyle on 4th that was built where the Arbor Park used to be.
Yep.
There's, you know, commercial on the bottom and then residential units on top. I think that that's only going to get more popular in places like Grand Forks, especially in the downtown area, because people are really looking for that walkability now.
Sure.
Young people really want to be able to walk and be able to just walk down the street to the grocery store, walk down the street to the restaurant.
Well, not having a car, fuel, insurance, all of that stuff, upkeep, that's a lot of money every year.
And it's a lot of money, and you got to think about the information economy that we're in right now. A lot of people do work from home. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people who work from home and don't really need to use the car every day to go and commute. So I think that, you know, looking forward in the next 10 years in Grand Forks, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more mixed-use development. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more people investing in that type, because they're going to see it as an investment where they can really take advantage of the full square footage of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at the lots downtown, you know, the buildings are literally right up against each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, same with big cities, you mm-hmm. know, it's just rows and rows of buildings that are sandwiched right next to each other. And I think that'll get more popular as our downtown grows and as our city grows. I think we'll see some of those be built even down on the south end, because people will want to have, you know, access to all the amenities that they sure. have downtown. And I think that eventually people will want that other places in our area as well.
Well, you know, downtown Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, they've always had pretty much everything if you live downtown that you could walk to. But now, for sure, they've got everything. I mean, if you needed groceries before, you could find your local convenience store. But now with, you know, the Hugo's down there, and boy, you don't have to have a car.
I think the commercial market is only going to grow because of that. I think because people are going to realize that there is value in having some of those concentrated areas in town.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really, what Grand Forks really is setting itself up for, which I think is really smart, and it's part of the city leadership I got to give them kudos for, is we're not just in the mentality of attracting one type of person mm-hmm. or one type of individual. We want to attract and retain a bunch of different types of people.
Sure.
You know, we want people who are blue collar workers who mm-hmm. come in and work fields and do like the grunt work that keeps the city moving.
Yep.
We want white collar workers who are going to enjoy those type, you know, of amenities. And everyone enjoys downtown. I don't know people who really don't. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mix of everyone. But you need those white collar workers too, who are going to take advantage of like the UND and All True and all the other things that we have going on in our community, as far as tech, as far as the UAS drone site at the base. I mean, those are going to be really, really big industries here in the next 10 years still. And I think what people out there need to think about if they're thinking about investing in real estate is that commercial is still a great option. I mean, we have the Kegs for sale in Grand Forks, and that's right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously anyone who would want to go in there and, you know, put forward any new opportunities, revamp the menu, do whatever you want to do. Once you own it, you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to control a landmark like that in Grand Forks and to own it would be pretty cool.
Absolutely. Have you had any bites on the Kegs yet?
I'd have to talk to Mike about it. I'm sure we've had some interest. You know, one of the things is that when it's real cold like this, it's hard to get people to come out and look sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a website like we do. A lot of our website, we have virtual tours. We have lots of photos. And then the great thing about our website is that you can ask the questions super easily on there. So if you have questions, what will happen is when you ask a question on our Berkshire Hathaway website, that question goes right to an agent in our office and you get responded to right away.
Okay.
Versus like if you go to put a lead into Zillow or Realtor.com, you don't know what realtor is calling you.
Exactly.
You don't know who's calling mm-hmm. you. It could be a lead. It could be a lead capture system. They might not even be a real estate agent. They might just be trying to get your business to refer you to an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the best thing to do with any type of listings, with any questions, is just go right to the source.
Okay.
I was just going to say, if you want to go to the homepage, there's another really cool feature on your website.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go there right now. Let's see if I find the mouse. There it is. Let me see if I...
You're on it now. Yeah, you're right here. You're right below city, zip code. See, okay. There you go.
Yep, perfect.
Okay, I'll scroll down. And look at that.
And all of our podcasts are right here on the website. That's a good one, Paul. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even mention that. So this is kind of the interface of our website. I don't know if you want to head back to it, but this is kind of the interface of our website. When you first kind of log on to GrandForksFamilyRealty.com or you log on to PropertyAndClient.com, when you log into my website, you'll see my little photo up here. But up here, you can really have like search, sell, did the different agents, the different listings that we have. Our resources, so we have resources, contact information, a list of open houses every week, our podcast, and then our lenders. And so when you look through this website, it can actually really help you navigate your search. I think, again, my favorite part is just the map. So you can kind of scroll through here, and if you're looking for different categories of property, you can easily just select or unselect whichever ones you want. So, you know, let's say you only want to look at single family, we just can go down here and uncheck the boxes. Whoa. And then click search. And then it'll pull up everything in our MLS area. So we get MLS feeds from even down in the cities. That's just how our MLS, or that's how our website feeds. And so, you know, it's kind of nice because if you are relocating or going to be moving back and forth, it's actually a great resource for that.
You know, you mentioned shops with living quarters on the top. It seems like it's getting more and more popular all the time. These, what do they call it? A shouse?
A shouse. Yep.
Especially you see this on lake properties. It's really getting big. But, you know, if you want to run your business, you can do that. You can have yourself a nice, say, a mechanic shop or an auto body shop or whatever you're doing, and have a real nice living accommodation above it.
Right. And the biggest trend that we saw after the pandemic or during the pandemic is an explosion of people going for those co-primary homes, mm-hmm. right? Those people who are looking for those second homes, those lake homes, those mountain homes, those country homes. Those purchases during the pandemic skyrocketed because everyone was forced inside and they realized, wow, you know, I really do want some land and some areas to breathe. Mm-hmm. And so that market has really, really gotten a lot more tight too in the last couple of years because people are realizing the value. Hey, if I live half an hour out of town, if I live an hour out of town, I can get a way better deal.
Right.
And I don't have to be in town every day because I work from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or only one spouse works.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or I'm a young person and I want to start my own mechanic shop out at my farm that I just bought, or I want to do X, Y, and Z. It gives you a lot more flexibility. And I think that people really during the pandemic took a look at that and went, wow, you know, I don't want to be cramped in my house. I don't want to be here in the middle of the city with nothing going on. I want to be somewhere where people can actually have fun, where we can have fun as a family. And I think that that has been a really big trend over the last year and a half. I think it's only going to keep getting worse because there just isn't a lot more of those things coming up. I mean, you have to remember the available housing coming out right now is just not, just not there. Mm-hmm. And so I think people are going to be leaning more into those secondary homes. Still, they're going to be doing more shouses, more mixed use. And really right now, another takeaway with a great market like this is that it's a good time to sell any unique properties.
Okay.
Like, let's say you have a property that's super unique and that it is maybe not super conforming or that may not do well in a market with a lot of inventory. Maybe now is the time to sell that property.
Okay.
You know, maybe you have a challenging property that just hasn't sold, mm-hmm. sold. Well, now inventory is low enough to where if you put a competitive price on it, you should be able to sell it.
So if there's somebody out there watching the podcast today and they are thinking about themselves you know, I really have been doing this long enough, I need to go out on my own, I need to start my own business. Or if you are a business owner now and you're looking for something a little bigger, a little nicer, what's the first thing they do?
First thing you do is call me. If you call me, I can at least set you up with, you know, I check on my clients. I can at least put you into my customer relationship management system and keep in touch with you, be able to talk with you and, you know, make sure that you're getting all the information you need for the spaces you want. A real easy way is just call and chat with me. My phone number is 701-318-2676. I know when we started working together for this space, I mean, it took a few months. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't right away. And I'm not a pusher as far as that goes. I mean, I'm a salesman. I'm a real estate agent. So yep. I sell things. things. But I'm not really the pusher type. So, I mean, if you like the space, if you think it's going to work for your business, I will do all the steps necessary to help you get that.
Well, we absolutely love our spot here. I was just talking to Bruce over at Forks Vacuum this morning, and he's been here 20 whatever years, and he said his best decision he ever made. So I don't know what's open here in the Grand Cities Mall, if there is anything open anymore, but I know you take care of that. But in a nutshell, again, if somebody wants to get a hold of Berkshire Ben Olson, find out about some of these commercial listings or residential listings, how do they do that?
PropertyInClient.com, GrandForksFamilyRealty.com. You can call me on my cell phone, 701-318-2676, anytime.
Big plans for the weekend?
Nothing, just staying warm. That's
staying
it.
Warm. Well,
that's all I want to do.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks.
Have yourself a great weekend, too. There you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson. Hey, don't forget, coming up on Wednesday, we've got another Berkshire Hathaway podcast coming up. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody.